shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
All right, my friends, we're going to continue our conversation today about redistricting in Indiana. And I know, listen, many of you out there are not in this great state of Indiana, but this impacts you as well. In fact, this may be impacting your state specifically, as many states have looked into redistricting, had the fight over redistricting, all of that stuff, but it definitely could impact who is in Congress starting the in 2027 after the 2026 midterms. And so today we have a special guest from Turning Point Action, which I'll get to here in just a moment, going to talk about redistricting. And they've got a rally down at the State House coming up on Friday that he'll tell you more about, my friends. But before we get rocking and rolling today, let me tell you that there is something important we need to talk about. That's your money. You worked hard for it, but is it working hard for what you believe in? That 4-8 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with your faith, your values, and they'll help create a plan that fits your goals, your purpose. The best part is they'll show you how your current investments, what you currently have today in the market, in investments, if and how, to what degree they line up with your values. All you have to do is take a short, easy assessment at 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. To learn more, to take that assessment, 48 Financial, helping you align your money with your mission. My friends, with that being said, I want to get into this today. I've got a special guest on the phone, Brett Galuscheski. He's the National Enterprise Director of Turning Point Action. Brett, I'd like to welcome you to the program, my friend. How are you today?
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate you having me on. This is great. Looking forward to being in Indy this week.
Well, that's fantastic. Did I get the last name right first, Brett?
You did. It's a long and annoying Polish last name. Not too uncommon of a name, though, up in Wisconsin where I'm from. Huge Polish population.
Well, with my last name, you don't even have to move your tongue. You can almost grunt my last name out. So that's a little bit different, but it's good to have you on the program. So first thing I want to talk to you about, Brett, here as we get into this discussion on redistricting and your event here on Friday at the State House. You're with Turning Point Action. I know a lot of folks are familiar, of course, with Charlie Kirk, and especially in the wake of that horrible, horrific assassination that happened a couple of months back. They might be familiar with Turning Point USA, your Turning Point Action. Help us understand the difference here between these sister organizations.
Sure. Yeah. So Turning Point USA is what you typically see online, the student arm of the Turning Point brand and name. So anytime that you see those videos online of Charlie Kirk doing those Prove Me Wrong events on campus, or the pictures of students tabling with the, you know, big government suck signs. That's all part of Turning Point USA. Turning Point USA is a 501c3 nonprofit. Turning Point Action is a 501c4. So we're the political arm of that Turning Point apparatus. We can endorse candidates. We can hold events in support of candidates. We can hold events in support of certain initiatives. We can get more involved in the political grassroots. Turning Point Action was founded in 2019, and that was when I came on board with Turning Point Action as a way to get more involved in statewide and national elections going forward. So really the best way at the end of the day, the bottom line, is we helped Turning Point USA students take that leap from being the conservative voices on their college campuses to being the conservative voices in their communities where it matters most, in the conservative grassroots.
And this is all, at a very basic level, part of Charlie's vision for what needed to happen as we fight this battle to win this battle for conservatism here in this great nation.
It was. I mean, think about it. 10 years ago, when Charlie started Turning Point USA, you know, out of his garage in Illinois, there really was no youth field program that existed at the time in the Republican apparatus. And Charlie recognized that and knew that it was more than just putting bodies on the ground, putting young people in the fight. It was about revamping the culture of this young voting bloc and making sure that we don't make the same mistakes that the Republican apparatus had been making up until that point. Keep in mind, this was coming off of now, like, really in the thick of 8 years of Obama and a slide in conservatism. And really, at the end of the day, when you are complacent, you lose. A lot of Republicans, including especially at that time in 2015, but, you know, really more so now, we have to recognize this in a state like Indiana, have become complacent. And that's how we've gotten into this redistricting pickle.
That's right. That's a great way to put it. We have become complacent, and we've also become, I know we're a red state, but there are certainly a lot of rhinos here in our state that I've had to deal with. We won't necessarily get into that, but let's talk redistricting here specifically. Explain from your, we've talked about this on the program for a while, but explain from your vantage point what's happening here and how this could impact the larger picture, who controls Congress after the 2026 midterms, what that could mean for this nation. Just kind of paint the picture of what's at stake here.
Yeah, I think the mistake right now for people in Indiana in particular is that they are putting this into the bucket of this is very much a local issue. And that is actually farther from the truth than I ever could imagine. It started as a local issue. It is now turned into the national make or break issue that will affect our ability to compete as Republicans at the national level going forward. Indiana is essentially the final line of protection and making sure that Republicans retain the House of Representatives next year. It's essentially the backstop now in putting us in that best possible position. And it very well could be that a select group of allegedly Republican senators are going to be the reason that that doesn't happen. And we hand the House back to the radical left and give AOC, Ilhan Omar, and all those other leftist creeps, you know, that power again. It cannot happen. Indiana cannot be the reason this happens. I hope it isn't, and that's why we're fighting so hard for it.
What's interesting to me is, and I actually grew up in a Union Democrat home. My dad was a union representative. I was raised in a Union Democrat home, but I am by no, anyway, stretch, matter, form, I was not raised in a liberal home, a leftist home, and the people on the national level, when Democrats are elected locally in whatever state they're elected in to go represent them in Congress or the Senate, they often elect leaders that are at least liberal and oftentimes radical, extreme leftists who hate this country as founded. And so I don't know any. I know there's some. I certainly know statistically there are some leftists in our state, but that is not even Hoosier Democrat values that's being represented on the national stage. Talk about that for a minute, if you would, Brett.
Yeah, I think you guys in Indiana are in a really, really fortunate situation in comparison to someone like me in Wisconsin. The political makeup of Indiana is so favorable because in comparison to other Midwest states, certainly Illinois, but I'm talking about in comparison to like other states next door, like Ohio or Michigan, you guys are so conservative. You have massive Republican majorities. You have Republican controlled everything. You have the unique advantage of having what I would consider a relatively speaking more conservative leaning metropolitan area in Indy. And then in Northwest Indiana, you know, that sprawl, the conservative sprawl, really the conservative exodus out of the city of Chicago has helped Northwestern Indiana become more conservative. So long story short, Indiana is about as conservative as any other hard red state that comes to mind for people, like Wyoming, Idaho, Alabama. I mean, it's a top five Republican state. But unfortunately, like what we're finding out is there is a force that's dragging some Republican senators to the wrong side of this make or break issue. A lot of it has to do with the Mike Pence foothold still being very strong in Indiana. You're starting to see what I call the horseshoe theory, where you get Republicans and then the far radical leftists on Twitter, they're locking arms and they're going after this redistricting fight and they're going after good conservative activists. It's kind of wild what we're seeing right now. Indiana, for all intents and purposes, is the center of the political universe right now.
It is the center of the universe when it comes to this issue. It's critically important. I'm on the phone here with Brett Galischewski. He is the National Enterprise Director, Turning Point Action. So, Brett, I'll tell you, as a guy who's done this, I've followed politics for, probably 30 years now. Was a political science major all these years ago at Butler. I was I had those fights in the classroom back before they made movies about that stuff and had some problems with my professors and all that sort of thing. But I'll tell you that 10 years ago, I don't know that I would have been in favor of redistricting. This stuff gets very emotional. I mean, there's already people at the State House that are doing the chants and all this sort of stuff. I don't know if I would have supported this 10 years ago. But today, I believe that we're in a fight for the survival of the constitutional republic. We've got a political party who's proven to us that they are in favor of lawfare, whatever it takes to stop Trump. I mean, it'll be endless investigations. It'll be impeachment times 10, whatever you can imagine. It will probably be that and worse. So it's my position, and tell me where you agree, disagree here, that conservatives have to use every legal, ethical, moral tool at their disposal to win this fight. I think this is one of those tools. I guess respond to that.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with you. And really, like, the knives came out after California's proposition vote in November. So Republicans currently have a 6-seat majority in the House. And with Prop 50 passing in California, which was really just a bleak night for Republicans all across the country, that election night, Gavin Newsom essentially scrapped now 5+ Republican-controlled seats. So with Indiana having an opportunity to go from 7-2 to 9-0, that could easily be the make-or-break difference here. We could easily be holding on to a 1-seat majority next year after the midterms. I have zero problem with the left going hard in the paint in states that they have massive control in, like California, and I saw Massachusetts was doing that, and Virginia is talking about this. And obviously, you know, next door in Illinois, you guys know that they've manipulated the maps and taken advantage of Republican-controlled everything. I do not have a problem with that, the maximizing your reach, as long as Republicans do the same in the equivalent states that we have that are about as hard red as any other. And Indiana is kind of the epitome of that. There's no reason, knowing the political makeup and the historic kind of aura of Indiana, there's no reason it shouldn't be a 9-0 map. And more so than that, from a cultural perspective, this is the time for Indiana to draw their line in the sand and say, we are doing away with the Mike Pence Republicans of old, and we in Indiana are MAGA-branded Trump conservatives, and we want to reverse course, and we want to stop this in its tracks. So Gavin Newsom and the radical leftists don't end up looking like heroes going into 2028. Right now, we are setting the stage for Gavin Newsom to be a hero.
That's a terrifying thought. Let's talk about some of the objections, I should say, here that you may have heard. I've invited critics on this program. Most folks don't want to come on here. Bo Bai, who is running here as a Democrat, that's a legacy Democrat name here in Indiana. His dad and grandfather were politicians, governor, senator, that sort of thing. But Bo Bai came on and he talked about his opposition to this. But, you know, when you get down to it, Brett, isn't it fair to say that there's not a lot of meat to the opposition here? This is a political process. It is 100% legal for the Republicans to do this. They're not violating the state constitution or statute. It is a constitutionally assigned responsibility from the U.S. Constitution for state legislatures to manage these sorts of things. What's the real opposition to this?
I have yet to, Todd, hear a compelling argument against the 9-0 map. Every reason that I've heard thus far, it's been so absurd. It's based on pettiness. It's based on tyranny. It's based on self-righteousness. I'll give you an example. I mean, you guys know about that Senator Boachek, who's voting no because he doesn't particularly yes. like the names that President Trump was calling Tim Walz during mm-hmm. the election. That's pettiness. We're finding out. I had a lovely conversation with the GOP chairwoman in Indiana. It's not her, but we're finding out that there are high up party elected officials in the Indiana GOP that are refusing to speak up against this. They're siding with the 7-2 map, essentially going against Trump, because new district lines could mean that they won't be able to represent their districts anymore on the state central committee for the GOP. That's how crazy this has gotten. I've heard other reasons. I tweeted about this last night. There is a Republican senator, a woman. I won't say her name. Well, maybe I could. I won't. You guys can Google this. I don't want her to try and say that I, you know, talk badly about her and create problems. But she came out and she started telling people this, that she's a no, a hard no on the 9-0 map, because a conservative activist group was sending text blasts out to voters in her district, encouraging them to call their senator and urge them to support. And her grandson was one of the ones that received the text blast. She does not know how text blasts work. She thought the group was only targeting her 14-year-old grandson and has been telling people that with a straight face. You cannot make this stuff up. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. We're hearing that Dan Durnell, a senator from kind of that northwest part of Indiana, mm-hmm. His legislative aides are telling our activists on the phone that, you know, right now he's not sure because he believes Republicans should win on policy. When literally right next door to his district, the left has won on taking advantage of every single Democrat-controlled apparatus to manipulate the maps. So it's mind-boggling to me. It's a head-scratcher to me why we're not unified on this, knowing that it's such a massive majority in the state Senate.
It unfortunately doesn't surprise me too much, being one that lives here. I'm you know, Eric Holcomb, who was our previous governor, was not a conservative. We've got a senator in the U.S. Senate named Todd Young, who's not a conservative senator. I'm not saying they're leftists. They're moderates, right? They're rhinos a lot of times. And it's there has been a lot of that's crept into the party here in Indiana. But all that being said, though, the opposition that I've heard is basically things like, this is cheating, this is disenfranchising voters, this is just creating an unfair advantage for Republicans and all this sort of stuff. I mean, when it comes down to it, as far as I see it, Brett, the Democrats want at least two representatives to be Democrats, and Republicans want them all to be Republican. And I just think it's political at its core. Is there anything else to this besides that?
Yeah, and I'm starting to believe this more and more as the days go on and we get closer to the weekend here. I believe at the end of the day, for a lot of these senators, they still have a subliminal hate towards Donald Trump. Whether that be, you know, remnants of the Mike Pence, you know, Trump conflict that took place at the end of the first Trump administration, or, you know, just kind of that deep embedded establishment roots that a lot of these senators have, I believe that they're still in some way or another lashing out at Trump and using these absurd reasons like the Trump calling Tim Walz names. Like, these are just crazy reasons that make no sense for a conservative to be saying. I think it's masking a much larger problem, and it's that the swamp runs deep in Indiana.
Yeah, it does. But the voters, the constituents that represent, that elect these people to the state house, don't share those. Some certainly share those sentiments, but many don't. Many understand what you're saying, what I'm saying. They understand that Republicans have played with the kid gloves on for too long. Republicans have been bullied and pushed around. It's interesting how the blue states in this country can have districts that look truly that are gerrymandered, drawn to these really odd shapes to get cities connected and so forth. And that's okay. They can do that to the max, but Republicans can't do anything whatsoever. These maps, by the way, you can have problems with them, but they're not unreasonably drawn. They're contiguous. They're not oddly shaped and just massively deformed like some of these other districts could be around the country. But Republicans have this used against them too many times, and I think we're sick of it. And I think that's your rally this Friday may kind of tap into a little bit of that. So talk to me about what you're doing Friday at the State House.
Yeah, so we want to rally all of the Republican, conservative, MAGA, you know, the base. We want to rally tons of freedom-loving patriots at the State House on Friday to send that final message, kind of be the crescendo on all of this, that enough is enough. The conservative grassroots that knocked doors till their knuckles bled to get these Republican senators elected, this is not why we worked so hard to get them elected. And for the Republican voter base, the ones who took time and treasure out of their days to vote for these Republicans, they don't want this either. This isn't Indiana. This isn't conservatism, and enough is enough. So we want to be able to send that gut punch. We're really excited. We have Governor Mike Braun joining us. We have Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith joining us. We have some other awesome speakers, some really young, up-and-coming, super conservative freedom fighters in the General Assembly that are coming to join us as well to really rally the troops here. And hopefully, you know, by kind of coming onto their territory, coming into the Capitol and sending that message on the last possible day for us to do that, Friday the 5th, and then you know, Monday the 8th is when they vote on this. We want to be able to say we threw the kitchen sink at this thing. So if you're listening to the program right now and you're available on Friday afternoon, we want you there. We want you to fight with us. We want you to make your voice heard. This is Turning Point Action's very first ever event in Indiana in our organization's history. And we want to start it out with a bang. And we want to be able to say that we changed this thing for the better and we changed history.
So where do you think things stand right now from what you can gauge? How tight is this? What's the likelihood that this passes? What do you think is well? What's going to happen? What's your judgment on this?
It's going to be tight. And again, we hope that our rally at noon at the State House is really the final punch here that really gets these senators across the line. For those listening that are wondering like where we're at right now, these are the senators right now that we believe have the most room to flip. And it's absolutely imperative that we do get them to flip. So if you're sitting in the car right now listening to this and you're in the district of this person in Indiana, I want you to do us a favor and I want you to call that senator's office between now and Monday and make your voice heard. It's Dan Durnell, Rick Niemeyer, Ryan Mishler, Brian Buchanan, Blake Dorio, Brett Clark, Greg Good, and Linda Rogers. These are Republican senators that have not come out and either opposed or said that they're in favor of this. That makes no sense, and it's inexcusable right now at this point. They are Republicans. They put the R next to their name. In some cases, they are in Trump plus 20 districts. Brian Buchanan won by 39 points a couple years ago in his general race, and then last time he didn't even have an opponent. These are safe Republicans. They have no political revenge theories, revenge tactics to worry about. They should be voting in favor of a 9-0 map. That's where we stand right now. If we can just get half of that group to flip, we will be okay. It'll be tight, but we will be okay. We just need those senators.
I just have a little bit of time here before we get a jump off of here. is all the problem in the Senate or is the House? Is it okay there? What?
Yeah. It got out of committee okay. In the House. And it's going to get voted today on the floor on the House. We think that this will all be settled by Friday. So, yeah, we've never worried about the House. That's the other mind-boggling part to this. The House will pass this with flying colors. It's just the Senate.
Well, very good. Well, Brett, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much. Keep up the hard work. I appreciate it. And good luck on Friday.
Thanks, Todd. One last thing. For those that want to come, it's noon on Friday at the Capitol. You can sign up at tpaction.com/rallyindiana. We hope to see you there.
All right, Brett, I appreciate it. Brett Galaszczewski, he's the National Enterprise Director, Turning Point Action. Folks, I got to wrap up this segment. Back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at tbathproducts.com. That's tbathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet.
Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I hope you enjoyed that conversation that we had there with Brett Galuschewski. I'm proud of myself for getting the name right, Brett. As I told him during the interview, you don't have to even open your mouth to say my last name. You can grunt it almost, huff. But anyway, it's a pleasure to have him on. I appreciate what Turning Point Action is doing. Again, this event is called All In for Indiana. I'm looking here at the digital flyer. It says, tell the state senate to redistrict. Join us for a community gathering as we call on the state senate to support President Trump's America First agenda and fair maps for Indiana. That's Friday, December 5th. At noon, if you can make it, it's at the State House. It's right downtown, 200 West Washington. You know where the State House is, but 200 West Washington Street. You can RSVP by going to their website, tpaction.com/rallyindiana. I'll put all these links in our show notes as well. I know it's hard to hear these things when you're driving. By the way, that goes for anything. That we talk about on this program. You can always go. There's a page called The Stack on our website. I've shared this with you before, but that's where this stuff will be if it helps you. You can't remember all this stuff. I get it. We'll put this link there for you to register, but it's just go to toddhuffshow.com. And if you go to The Stack, each episode has a full description. It's got links to things that we would have talked about on the program. We've really kind of cleaned that up and streamlined that here over the past couple of months as we've expanded the team and just kind of gotten better at this. Remember, I started this program in a closet 10 years ago now, just me and a digital microphone. And so now we've got some folks helping out with that. Anyway, tpaction.com/rallyindiana. Some concluding thoughts on this conversation I had with Brett here in a moment, and a little bit more about the event on Friday as well. But before I do that, friends, there's a lot of confusion out there about Kratom. You've heard the headlines, and most of them, the bad headlines about Kratom, are talking about the synthetic junk that isn't even real Kratom at all. So real Kratom is what you would get from Christopher's Organic Botanicals, family-run company. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia who harvest Kratom. Every batch is lab-tested. There's no chemicals, no fillers, no shortcuts. This Christopher's is the opposite of the people who are causing the problem for the Kratom industry. In fact, Christopher's wants you to know as much about it as possible. That's their starting point, is to educate you, the folks who would use the product, to help explain why this was a trusted herbal option that's been used for generations, how it's a real alternative for people looking for something that doesn't come with a prescription warning label that's a mile long. Go to christophersorganicbotanicals.com for more information or to place an order. You can start with their Kratom Starter Pack. Use my name, Todd Huff. You'll get 10% off your first order. ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. That's ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. Okay, so a couple of things. First, let me say this. As we left the air, so to speak, and I always hang around and thank the guests for a moment. Say, hey, I appreciate what you're doing. Do you need anything else for me? Well, during that conversation, Brett asked me, he said, would you want to come speak at this event? And it's short notice. I know this is the nature of these things. It's short notice. So there's a potential. I'm not telling you here now that I'll be there on Friday because just with my schedule, I know some people think, hey, this guy, you get on the show for an hour a day and then you go play golf. That's not exactly what happens here. There's a whole lot more that happens here behind the scenes. In fact, this is oftentimes the easiest part of my day is coming on here and talking with you. It's the part that definitely I love the most, that sometimes comes the most natural to me, but that happened. So I don't know. Maybe we'll be doing that. I'll talk with Oz here once we, and I'll look at my schedule to see. I honestly don't know at the moment what I've got, if I can even make that work. But I do know that if you can make it, this is important. That this issue is one that is going to determine a lot of things, this issue of redistricting. It's going to determine a lot of things for the future of this country, and it's important that we do what we can. He mentioned he gave a list of senators, which I knew the primary problem was in the Senate. I didn't know if there was any opposition or problem in the House. I'd always heard about the Senate. But anyway, this is, you can call your senators. That's a good option as well. That'll be something we put on the Stack of Stuff page as well. Maybe we'll even post that. There might be a little bit more work for my team and I today just to get you the information out so that you can do with it what you will, whatever you can do. You know, this is, I think, one of the challenges, or I don't know if challenge is the word, but one of the things that when you get to positions of leadership, you have to understand that, first of all, conservatives are people who are working. Conservatives are people who make this country work. You're the ones out there that are providing the goods and services. You're, you know, many entrepreneurial people. If you're not entrepreneurial, you're the most reliable worker, or one of them, one of the most reliable workers at your company. You're involved in your church's ministry. You're doing things. You're doing things that make this place better. And I know, listen, I understand there's a lot of things that vie for space on your calendar, and it may be impossible. Like I said, if I can go speak on Friday, I'll do that. If I can't, then sometimes it's just not possible, right? But I'll tell you this, we all have a role. And that's something, the older I've gotten, the more I seem to understand that. I think back to, even to the days playing football in high school and college. I played defense. I was a cornerback in college. High school, I was a safety, cornerback, and quarterback. We played offense. Back when I played, you played both ways, and I loved it. I didn't want to come off the field. But each position has its own role, right? And you need different skill set at different positions. And, of course, you always understand the position that you play the best. You always understand if you're a wide receiver, I've got to be able to catch the football. But if I'm a right guard, I don't necessarily need to be able to do that unless I play for Mike Vrabel or something and they put me out on a tackle-eligible play or some such thing, and I'm catching touchdown passes every once in a while. But, different skills plug in differently. We all are unique, but what matters is that we're all doing whatever piece of that overall operation, we're doing our thing. If you speak, then go speak. If you can call your senator, call your senator. If you can get onto Facebook, you have a following there, maybe you have a blog, I don't know. I mean, some of the things you all do in this audience, some of the things I've seen you do, I've heard about, it's remarkable, some of the stuff you've got going on. And you wear a lot of hats. I get it. Listen, I coach two basketball teams right now for my youngest daughter. We had practice. Of course, they've canceled it here because of the snow the last 2 days. But, I think we had practice 4 days a week and games 2 days a week. So 6 out of 7 days, we're doing that. And I love it. And there's a time that I won't be able to do it again. Right? And that's the same with this, though. The same with this. There won't always be an opportunity to, once these votes happen between now and Monday, you won't be able to go back. You won't be able to go back in and fix it. You won't be able to make that phone call, because it won't matter come Monday. And this is going to be tight. I don't know the outcome. I don't know the outcome. All I know is that there's a lot of opposition to this at the State House. At least there's a lot of loud people. There's a lot of people who aren't conservative that are Republicans in the state, but they're on the fence. Ultimately, if they know that they've upset the voter, the constituent, if they know that they're being held accountable by you, then they look at this a little bit differently. They don't want to be voted out of office. They don't want to be voted out of office. They don't want to have angry constituents. But when it comes to a contentious issue like this, somebody's going to be upset. You got to make a decision. Someone has to win this battle, which I'll talk about on the other side of the break. I'm just out of time this segment, my friend. Sit tight. You're listening here to the home of conservative, not bitter talk. I'm your host, the one, the only, the ever so beloved Todd Huff. Back here in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea bath products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea bath products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? Well, that's not by accident, my friends. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Generationally, through a legacy, their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and option strategies coupled with expert legal guidance. It's all about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today and tomorrow. If you are looking to do more than just manage your money, if you want to leave a mark and build a lasting legacy, something that endures for generations, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. Jason and his team will take good care of you there. FullSuiteWealth.com is the website. Again, that's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. All right. Before the break, I made a comment. I said that someone is going to win this fight in this country. You know, one of the things that is maddening, I did the Todd talk a little bit on this today. Under the Biden administration, 4 million illegal aliens were reportedly given Social Security numbers. And as I thought about just illegal aliens, I thought about just the open borders that we had in this country. Make no mistake, we practically had open borders. In all reality, that's what we had. It was shut down virtually overnight when Trump came into office. It's remarkable. People will deny this, but the evidence is there for anybody who wants to see the truth. Now, listen, I'm not against people immigrating to this country. I think that that's a good thing. But when I was a kid, there was something called assimilation. And that meant that there was something about being American. You were accepting some ideals, American ideas and customs, and to some degree, the culture. It didn't mean that you had to abandon everything that was part of your makeup and your history. That's not the case at all. But there is something that's American, and there has to be. There has to be something that unifies the people in a country. And when you have two truly diametrically opposed worldviews, you have one on the left that says, I'm talking about the godless radical left. I know that there's people in between this. This is not a nice, neat, everybody fits into one bucket sort of thing. But I'll tell you this, when you elect one of these two options to make laws for you, and for the rest of society, you're empowering one of these two core principles, worldviews, ideologies. On the left, we have a group of people who are what I refer to as godless radical leftists. And I say that, A, because many of them told me, yes, that's exactly what we are. Thank you for properly acknowledging who we are. But to them, government is God. The state is supreme. This is the home, by the way, of the communists. This is ultimately what they want in a classless stateless society, which of course is ironic because what they end up getting is an absolutely out of control, all-powerful state. But these are people who believe government controls the answers to everything, has solutions to everything. If we only give them more tax dollars, if we only give up our freedoms, this is incompatible, truly incompatible. Hear me say this, incompatible with liberty. Truly, people, if a political party embraces this ideology, it must be defeated. This is what the Democrat Party has become today. Now, what's interesting is rank-and-file Democrats certainly don't all fall into that bucket. In fact, I would say that a tiny portion of them do. But when you elect people to represent the state of Indiana, just as an example, who are Democrats, who then go to Washington, D.C. to elect leadership and to come up with an agenda, Democratic national, a platform, that platform represents the beliefs of the radical left. They've taken over. I'm telling you, the National Party has been hijacked, taken over by these extreme godless radical leftists. That's not a blanket statement for all of them, but that's what this party has largely become. And on the other side, you have people who believe in Western civilization, who believe in traditional classical liberalism, which that may shock some. I'm a classical liberal in the sense that I believe in individual liberty. I believe in the autonomy of the individual. I believe that we are given our rights by our creator. The rights don't come, they can't come from government. Government is the problem many more times than it's ever the solution. In fact, government just has certain roles that it should be playing. Our founders went to great lengths to kind of outline this for us in the Constitution. And so you have these two diametrically opposed worldviews that really can't coexist in the sense of governance. You can't have one side that says the state needs to be doing everything and the other side that says the state should be doing next to nothing. And what do you compromise? The state does half of things? That's still not good. That's in the wrong direction, my friends. And that's what we have today. In order for us to win this fight, we have to win this battle along the way. It is time for Indiana to redistrict, and we have to use every legal, ethical, whatever tool at our disposal that has to be done. And hopefully it will be done here between now and Monday. So, folks, I've got to go. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.